Blackstone Audio presents Tamed by a Highlander by Paula Quinn. To Vincent, John, and Lori, it's all about family, and you're the very best. Alas, the third. Whitehall Palace, Spring 1685. Chapter 1.
You're a lass, my daughter, and I'll not have you fighting in a battle.
Mary MacGregor stood with her father in the banqueting hall at Whitehall Palace, staring up at him in mute fury and disbelief. She was a lass. What the hell kind of reason was that to refuse to let her return home in the morning with the rest of her kin? So what if the lass her brother Rob had rescued from the hands of the Dutch Admiral Peter Gillis at St. Christopher's Abbey was King James's daughter and was now on her way to Cumlochlin? If the Princess Royal's enemies did, in fact, follow them and attack Mary's home, she wanted to be there to help stop them. But there was a bigger reason she didn't want to stay in England. It had little to do with its being hotter than hell on Judgment Day, or that the nobles sitting around her beneath grand murals painted by a Protestant king's favored artist looked down their noses at her Highland dress and barbaric customs.
"Feyther, if this Dutch admiral attacks Cumlochlin, I would like to fight."
He gave her a horrified look that changed with her next heartbeat to one rife with warning.
"Never suggest such a thing to me again."
"But you know I can wield a sword,"
she argued, blocking his path when he moved to pass her. Aye, she knew how to wield a